From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Thursday, August 7th at 8:55, and we have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Kimberly. And grain futures are mostly on the plus side today. What a surprise, huh? But the surprise came because we went down pretty darn hard. December corn went under $4 yesterday, came back and bounced above that on the close yesterday afternoon, and then overnight has continued to work higher. This is short covering, what we're seeing, short covering ahead of maybe Tuesday's WASDE report. We certainly have had a raft of exporter interest. Given the current low corn prices, Mexico came in and bought 106,000 metric tons of corn, and Guatemala bought 105,000 metric tons of corn. So we are seeing some interest in the export market. The Bank of England came out this morning and lowered rates. That ought to give President Trump more fuel to pressure the Fed to lower their rates as well. I am hearing reports that Milo is going into ethanol production. Also hearing reports that in western Kansas, growers are really concerned about high fertilizer prices and whether they're going to put down much as they seed wheat this fall. Right now, we see on the September corn futures at 384 and a quarter, that's up 4 1/2. December, 406 and a half, up 5 1/4. In March, at 424, up 4 3/4. On the bean side of things, we've got November beans at 987 3/4, 3 higher. January, 1006 3/4, up 3 1/4. And on the meal side, we're on the plus side again after selling off yesterday. We've got October meal at 278.10. That's up $2.70. On the bean oil, we're slightly lower. Wheat, we're up 9 cents in the nearby September wheat in Chicago at 517.5. A big surprise to see that kind of a rebound, too, after a weak day yesterday. On the livestock side, we're still seeing some pretty big gains in the cattle and the feeder cattle. The August live cattle, $237.37, up $1.07, and October's at $230.65, up $1. October was the only month yesterday that did not make a new contract high. On the feeder cattle, August is just up a hair, but we've got October at $344.12. That's up $1.72, and November's at $342.17, up $2.02. On the hog side of things, we're just a little bit on the soft side with the October hogs at 91.72, down a quarter. Outside markets are offering a little bit of support. We've got the gold futures up about $25. Crude oil is rebounding from a couple of days losses with a September crude at $64.53. That's up 18. Crude oil being higher usually spurs more ethanol demand. On the dollar index, we see the September index at 98.04. That's up 0.06. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.